Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Success or Failure Show with Tom and Terry. This is where you find insight into best practices for a more successful business. Here are the hosts of the show, Tom Legering and Terry Munther.
first time I was completing it, I got stuck. You say that? And that's just, it's hurting my brain to have to think of some of these questions about specific amounts of money and how I'm going to accomplish certain things. And there's some tough personal questions. You say it's almost easier to put it aside sometimes. So we get people who say, I think it's very worthwhile, but it's hard work.
And I put it aside. So what we offer is a mentoring to those folks. Because when you get stuck, email us, get on our website, or give us a call, or come meet with us, and we'll do workshops or individually or for businesses or whatever.
Get unstuck, if you will, and move through the process.
In that regard, I had a lady that, she's from California, her name's June. And she contacted me and brought the book.
Figure out that technical difficulty here, but I'm talking over it anyway. So the idea is to really know what
the technology
is for you. But anyway, the idea of investing is you don't just put your money out because something is cheap. You make sure that property or object that you're buying, if you're going to be in the resale business, can actually support itself. And I know Terry's in real estate here in Sun City, and one of his people were talking about buying a house here, and they were standing out. They'd gone through the house and looked at it, and they went outside, and then the husband looked up on the roof and said, well, oh my gosh, that's an old air conditioner. I might have to replace it. And his wife said to him, dear, the house is $75,000. Your car costs more than $75,000. Can we just get on with it? Look at it and find out. Now, properties are less expensive here in Sun City, but this is the best value in the whole country. So,
we really don't want everybody to know that, do we?
No, we do. We do want everybody.
We do say want to buy real estate from Terry Munther and Award Realty.
I was going to say you.
and the point of it is that this is actually the best value.
It is.
And it's because, I'm on board of directors for the rec centers, and I work with Paul Herman at the visitor center, and we are trying to do things like that. That's part of my plan is to promote my community because I live here. But I live here because it was a great value, and because the economy has turned down, and that's macro. And then you look at why did the economy turn down, and how do you deal with your own personal income and outgo in this kind of economy? You just know it's not going to last. So that's just how things work.
To bring this full circle, we're still getting back to what we tell people is define your definition of success, and the rest is developing a plan. Have a plan, a step-by-step plan. Of course, the second thing we say is take care of yourself, your relationships, be prepared, and then get outside your comfort zone. And really that we're talking about, that we've got to push the envelope. We can't do what we've always done and expect something different. And whether it's real estate or whether it's some other issue or goal that you want, you're going to have to do something different. That's stressful. There may be failures. It's okay to fail, as we've talked about. The only thing I would add then is make sure you've got a soft landing or a reserve chute or a support system that allows you to fail.
Yeah.
What I like is that whole idea that you've got the macro, and then what I'm taking from that is everything that I'm responsible for and doing at my, down to my level, is my micro.
Yeah.
And that's what I can control.
You can control
I cannot
that.
Control any of the other things around me.
That's
I can't
right.
control you or Terry
right.
or
right.
Pete.
Or the
Somebody
U.S. government.
Center,
or the dollar value.
Or the gas,
gas
prices.
Right.
But
right.
what I can do is figure out a way to make money
mm-hmm.
that is thinking outside the box,
yeah.
that does not impinge on anyone else's rights or whether or not they do or don't do what I'm going for. In other words, I have complete control over my livelihood right now.
Right.
And
I don't work for someone
and,
else.
And one of the things, let me interrupt, because what you said is very important, and I don't want the audience to miss this. You said, it's up to me to make money. This is a theme that is only said in America. This is what sets Americans free. If you are tied down by financial worries and woes in America, we are free to make money by producing more than we get paid for and by doing more for whether you have a job. Understand, you got to do more than that employer's for him so he can make money and then he can pay you. If you have your own business, you got to do more. You got to promise less and deliver more. If that's your business, do more than you get paid for. And those are things that will work out better. So I just want to, I'll let you go back to your point, but I think it's so important that people understand earn money is up to them individually.
Well, part of the reason that we know that we can invite people to come and play with us is because we're going to give value. We're going to
right.
give them something they really can't get anywhere else. They can, I call it ride the train we're on. In other
yeah.
words, we're pulling this train, and we've got a brand that's really cool, and there are people that have jumped on the train, you included, and now they're going with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have to make sure that what we provide and what we do is exactly what we said, and that everybody gets something from it, and then other people will get on the train, right?
Yeah.
So
exactly
we created
right.
that model.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a model that somebody else is doing, and they said, and then we said, well, we're going to do that too. We made it up, right? And that's another part of American ingenuity. You know, what is it? Necessity is the mother of invention.
Right.
Necessity is the mother of invention. I love that saying.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
Thing.
And in today's real world, with technology moving so fast, it's just like being able to have a radio show that people don't have to tune into right now to hear us. They can do that. They can tune in right now, or they can just go online and hear the whole thing. So, oh, that's at any time they wish.
Right.
So whenever they have time, they can just go on, well, let's see, I need some more information about, I've been working in the book. Now, how does this work? Well, maybe I'll look at this thing. And, like, we're able now to, when anybody contacts us and buys the book, we send them a schedule of our radio show of what's going on, and here's what we're talking about, and we send that to them before so they can come in and talk to us live so people can call in and ask questions or make comments. It's 1-917-388-4162, and people can call in and be online and ask us questions in real time, or they can listen to it and contact us by email on our website.
Right.
So, and that I want to thank you for being able to provide this type of an avenue for us to reach as many people as we're doing. Because one of the things, I went to the bank today and
did you bring me any money?
Well, no, I only,
I want to make
I
some
only
money.
Put money.
So at least we know it has.
I'm trying to make some money. If I asked you for some, that would be okay.
I just put money in the bank. But the thing is that I was talking to the teller, and I told her about the book, and she was telling me about her at different things that people were doing at her church, and there's around 300 people at her church. And I said, one of the things that we do is we work with other nonprofits where they are trying to do fundraisers for themselves. So what I do is allow them to sell my book, and it sells for $20, and unless they're buying a mini book through your service for $7.99, that's something different. But I need people to know that when the thing goes through the mini book, it doesn't cost me anything to produce it So that's 100% of the money goes to autistic kids. Mm-hmm. So we're not making any money off of selling the book. So that's the idea of the book, is that it's to help people, but then also to help autistic kids. And so I told the lady at the bank, if your church is trying to make to do things with kids and trying to have mentor programs, what they would do is sell my book. People can read what's going on in it, and then I will help mentor them by email. So, I mean, these are opportunities that are open to me all over, but it's just a matter of getting with them and talking to the people.
Getting the word out, letting people know.
We should reset the show just a little bit. I know we've had some technical difficulties, and some may not have even gotten on the air. So for those of us, you know, that may just be tuning in, the theme that we're really talking about today, again, taken from Tom's book, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours, is we hope you purchase the book, but it's a workbook which talks about making a life plan by setting your goals, first of all, and what success means to you. And then we've taken the theme today to say, but you also have to be prepared physically and mentally and have your relationships in order to take those risks, to get out of your comfort zone and to move forward. And our guest, Deborah Brown from Boomer and the Babe, is with us today, and we've talked about those sorts of things, but I want, Deborah, to bring back in the whole piece so that we make sure we've got it about the e-books and technology and how we're all using that to help people get their life plan moving forward. So once again, for those that just may be getting tuned into it.
Okay. I was saying earlier that the e-book process is using today's technology to the highest and best advantage. What that means is, for example, if someone has been a blogger and they have 20 500-word blog posts, let's say, you can actually take those 20 500-word blog posts that are, of course, all going to be on one subject typically, and put them all together in one space, make chapter headings, string them all together, put some transitions if you need some, put an introduction and a thank you for being here, and, you know, live long and prosper, and you're done. And then you give that to someone to actually upload for you into, in our case, it's the Boomer Series. And the Boomer Series e-books are for the Kindle and the Barnes & Noble Nook and the Kobo, which is one of the products that Borders uses. And it also can be read on your smartphone, which I love. As a matter of fact, I have read a book on my smartphone, and I only have a little teeny screen, you know, on my BlackBerry. And it's like, wow, I'm actually reading a book here. It's very bizarre. I'm reading a mystery. But when you're sitting in line somewhere or standing in line somewhere and you've got a few minutes, you can actually pull it up on your phone. Or you can actually also read an e-book on your desktop, because you can download for free Kindle for PC, for example. And our books are resources for what we call rockin', the second half of life. And what that means is health, wealth, travel, fitness, parenting, grandparenting, quality of life, legacy, and business, and spirituality. So that all of the things that make the Boomer experience the best it can be, which we call celebrating the second half of life, that's what we're doing, is looking for people who can provide a 10,000, 15,000-word e-book on that subject. So get in your lane, give us the information, get in the Boomer Series, and we will promote you and let you ride our train, so to speak.
That's excellent. I actually have three businesses that I do, and I'm going to be producing three different blogs. One is for Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours. We'll start doing a blog on this, and really some of the things that people ask me about and the question, how do I do this, and I've got this idea, how does that work or how does that fit, and so we'll start doing some writing on that, maybe post once a month or something like that, and that one. And then I have my country club, Sun City Country Club, and .org, where people can just go online there. You can reach me at tom@suncitycountryclub.org by email. And we're going to write different things about how and why people should enjoy the game of golf, and how boomers can introduce their grandkids to golf, so that they can learn social skills, and which they, by the way, do not have as a general rule, because they're so into their little texting thing.
Can I say something about that real quick?
Yeah.
You'll like this. I believe that right now we are all in text. not all of us, but many people are in text. What we should be in is context.
Yeah.
We are in context right now because I am
right.
looking at both of you. You're listening to what I'm saying. I know that you're engaged with me. But when you're texting someone, how cold and impersonal and truncated and terse and almost rude sometimes some of our messages can be.
Yeah.
I am the world's worst texter because, I mean, can you be a texter? Because I want it to sound like I speak. I'm talking about I spell everything out. I don't do LOL. If I would say, I don't say LOL. I don't say laugh out loud. I don't say that. See what I'm saying? So there are no abbreviations.
I thought that meant lots of love.
Oh, yeah. When I talk that to you, that's what I mean. But anyway, my point is, we are not in text. We are in context. But our kids are not.
That's right.
I think this is a very big problem. I think they're going to be in deep kimchi, as they use
the idea, that's one of the ideas of the book, is where we help autistic kids. Is I have a top 50 LPGA teaching professional that has been qualified to teach autistic kids. They come out to my club. The only expense for the parents is getting the child to our facility. We have high school students that work with each kid under the direction of Penny and her staff. And the thing they're learning are motor skills, but the main thing is social skills. One thing that autistic kids have a problem with is they're different, so they're ostracized. They're immediately, if you don't fit into the cliques of these little kids now, you don't exist. And it doesn't matter if you have autism or you have something that you really need help from the social group, that because the kids are not trained on social skills. Parents say, kid comes in and says, I'm bored. And here's $100. Go to a movie, or go to the mall, and so they give them money to get them the heck out of their way.
They're not making money; they're just getting it.
They're not earning. They're not learning to make money. They're just learning that there's a place. They just go and get it, and there's no responsibility tied to that. And that's what we're trying to do with the social skills.
And we've had great feedback from that program. I mean, that again, as Tom mentioned earlier, that's one of the things as we sell the book and we receive any income, it goes toward the autism program and Golf for Autism for youth. And the feedback we've gotten from parents and the kids and Penny Pulse, who is the latest professional instructor, it's just been all positive about that we're making a difference in a positive way, which is part of a give back, that all of us in Boomerland are looking for, as well as our own personal goals and our life plan. Is part of that has to be the give back, which, again, I think goes back to our Chapter 2 idea, Tom, of, getting your life in order and getting your relationships in order. And that isn't necessarily all about us. It's also about others.
You can only give back if you've taken care of yourself. If you take care of yourself and you're financially independent and you know that you're in a good place, then you can take the time to do things for other people. But until you get there, and that's what you were talking about before, a lot of times ladies, they always look at making sure everybody else is happy. Well, that's one of the places that we teach. I go to Eve's Place to help victims of domestic violence. And so every week, I go over there and teach these ladies different things. And the concept is totally foreign to them, that I gave them all the little mirror, and they were sitting there fixing their hair or looking at their lipstick or whatever they're doing. And I say, that's not the point of it. It's to find out who is in charge of your life. It's you. And if you know that you're in a home now to be protected from your partner, you can get out of that situation by saying no, but you can't get out of it if you're dependent on that other person for your survival, because that's the person that's committing domestic violence on you. So the only answer to that is to get yourself in a place where you know what success means to you and learn the word no. You're not going back into a situation that leads to those things.
And taking care of yourself first.
Take care of yourself
Deborah,
first.
You were saying early on.
Then your children.
I want to go back to that mirror idea,
mm-hmm.
where I don't know if we caught this earlier, but where you were talking about, good news is the person that's responsible for everything that's happened to you is the person in the mirror.
Yeah.
good and bad. Bad news is, you know, same thing.
The same
you know,
person.
It's the same person. And that, talking about that personal responsibility, I think, really is so important right now.
It is. I mean, if we know that our happiness, our happiness depends on us. If we can't make ourselves happy, we have no chance of making another person happy. Because what happens is I hear this from people. They go and do some work for charity and, oh, did you see that person? They were so ungrateful. They were this, they were that. They're upset because this other person didn't, like, bow down and, oh, they're helping me. What wonderful people. No, you only help them because you want to help them. And if they don't have to accept it, what that person does or says about the help you're giving them is not a consequence to you. I mean, you're giving people help. That doesn't mean every person is going to find my book and read it and change their lives. Most people won't get past get started. So, you know, I can't help everybody. If you won't read 29 pages, I mean, how much help can you ask for?
Yeah, you know, I think that we talk in the book, too, about roadblocks. You know, what are the roadblocks? So you've gotten your path to success here,
right. But
you're going to run into roadblocks, and what are your roadblocks? And what's really interesting, I think, a major roadblock for all of us is what my wife calls we borrow trouble. We think the worst is going to happen. We're waiting for somebody out there to knock us down. We're waiting for the deal to go south, and we lose all our money, right? And so we project those thoughts rather than our step-by-step staying on the path. You know, I mean, we were talking about skydiving, and it's a true story that's still kind of funny when I think about it. When we were skydiving one time, we went up, and we're up, I believe, around 3,000, 3,500 feet, and we can jump anywhere above 2,000 feet and be fine. Even 600 if you just want to use your reserve chute. But anyway,
no. So
we're going along, all of a sudden the plane starts sputtering, you know, and the engine's starting to quit, and the pilot's looking back at us, and we're all looking at the pilot, you know, just a little prop plane. And so pilot looks back at us. He says, I just can't get it started again. You know, he said, I think you guys are going to have to bail out, and, you know, and I'll get back. He said, so you're going to have to bail out. Well, one of the other guys that we were with just started going ballistically crazy. I mean, oh, my gosh, we're going to die. He's going bouncing off the walls of the airplane.
Is there any parachute?
I finally grabbed his shoulders, and I said, Jim, what did we come up here to do? We came up here to jump out. We didn't want to jump out. You know?
That's a
very true story. We got down, and he's never lived that down, of course. You know, that freaked him out so much he had to kind of...
You wouldn't let him live it down.
Well, that's true, too. But we borrow that worst-case scenario.
Yeah.
We borrow the trouble. That becomes a roadblock of why, when we ask people, why won't you get out of your comfort zone? It's because I've failed in the past. It's because I know I'll stumble. It's because I know all of them. We've got to get past that.
If I say,
Which is why we need that reserve chute,
mm-hmm.
for people to let us fail. Why we need to know what's our alternate plan. You know, I mean, so the engine fails. Where am I going to land, right? What's my emergency plan, and do I have people that can support that? And I think that's the key as people work through our book, Tom, and the program for us is that we want them to push the envelope. We want them to get out of their comfort zone. We want them to go down a path to find success. But we also have to make sure that they have reserve chutes that allow them, you know,
right.
to fall. As we talked about, stumbling is not a bad thing. At least it means you're moving forward, right?
And our mentoring program is their reserve chute. So
right.
you can look at the book, you
yeah.
can read
Good
the
point.
Book, you can write the things out, you can get to that point, and once you're at that point and you're not moving forward, you just email me and I'll be very, go to successorfailure.org, and go on our website, read over the things again, and we're going to start putting up more things for people to look at. And the idea is the more feedback we get, the more content I can put up so people can find, oh, gee, other people fail. I mean,
are you going to write you a blog post about the last thing I failed at? I don't know what it would be, but I can think of something for you.
Well,
I will. I can.
Yeah.
Because I don't take myself so seriously that I couldn't share something like that.
Oh,
you know, something
perfect.
That I tried and like, gosh, I can't believe how bad that was.
Yeah.
And that has happened. I mean, if I think about it, I'll pick one.
Okay.
But you know what? It's okay. It's just all it means is I'm
you're
still moving.
You're moving forward.
Exactly.
You're moving forward. You're going towards your goal.
And I'm taking people with me.
Yeah.
And because I am willing to fail in front of someone, years ago, I don't know, I guess it was the early 90s, we had a serious, bad, bad business failure. I mean, I thought, oh, my goodness, it was tattooed across my forehead in neon lights. And then I started to realize, no, wait a minute. And, I mean, I went down. I was so depressed. I just did not want to get off the couch, and it wasn't my good sleep. It was bad sleep. And I thought, I can't face anyone. I'm sick, just sick to death. And then I realized, no, wait a minute. I believe at that time Chrysler had already been bailed out one time. I think Trump had been bailed out at least one or two times. You know, people declaring bankruptcy and coming back 18,000 million times. City of New York, in and out. It's like, wait a minute. I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
That was just one thing I'm not going to try again.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
We did bring it around again. And when we brought it around again 20 years later, it was phenomenal. It just was it was premature. It was
soon.
Not exactly. We were
too
soon.
That,
so how many ways
yeah.
are you going to learn that lesson
yeah.
if you don't try it?
But that's what I was trying to say before about the macro situation. The things that you're doing, as long as it's honorable and it's moving forward and you're doing more than you get paid for and it doesn't work, it could be the macro situation. So you have to be you have to be outside and look and see what's going on around you so that you know how to deal with that.
And you know what? It was the macro, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was
yeah,
the first floor.
It was
the first Gulf floor, and we were in a marine town.
Okay.
And we were trying to do something that required the Marines to be home.
Yeah,
and
they
left.
yeah, exactly.
And when they left, it was like that town rolled up the sidewalks, and everybody stopped doing what they had been doing.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there going, whoa, what about us?
Yeah.
And we were done.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't our fault, but it felt like it. You see what I'm saying? And what, you're right, it's the macro?
I know the exact
you're
thing
right.
because I bought a property down in Houston, Texas, and it was in the early 80s, just when Reagan got in, and then he actually had a big argument with other foreign oil producers and was going to show them a lesson. Well, I'm down in Houston, Texas with a 304 unit, and I'm about a mile away from this huge development that's going in. They had monuments, World Headquarters, Shell Oil, all these Chase Bank, World Headquarters. They were all going to come and go down to Houston and deal with this oil. Well, Ronnie got a little mad at him and he just said, hey,
you take their money and go home.
I'm not playing your game anymore. So, you know, it cost me about $5 million. You know, so
that's a little macro in the head.
You know? So, I mean, I did all my homework in front, and I had bought this property. I was making $80,000 a month when I bought it, 340 units. And a year later, I had it up to $181,000 a month of income. I had more than doubled its value. And so I'm all in the process of trying to sell this property and take my profit and move off. And, gee, interest rates were 24%. The whole world had changed, and, you know, there it goes. So you say, okay, I made a mistake. I'm out of here. Goodbye. And there went a major part of the money that I had built up in my life, and it took me about 3 years to get it all back. But that was because I had learned from that failure. I went back and found out, what could I have done different? I mean, I was hammered because even the electricity was, everybody was on a master meter, and they were paying. I was paying about $20 a unit for electricity, which was all electric property. Then the Houston Light and Power, in their infinite wisdom, went out and built two nuclear plants that didn't work, and they couldn't fund them, so they said, well, that's $10 billion that we have to re-get. We have to get that money and pay our investors that loss, so we're going to pay them, so your rates go from $20 a month to $200 a month. Well, let's see. My rent was about that. My electric bill became about $12,000 higher than my mortgage on a 340-unit property. So you say, well, I made a mistake. Yeah, I was at the wrong time.
Here's what I know about you. That is what makes you a wonderful mentor.
Yeah, because I've got scars to tell people, don't do that.
You've got many, many businesses that you have started and taken to the absolute pinnacle. And you still have, like you said, three right now.
Yeah.
And you write. You know, you step out of your comfort zone when you put it on paper and you put
right.
your name on it. You say, you know, you hand somebody
yeah.
your book and you go, here you go. you know, it's like, okay, really? Yeah. But I know how that feels.
Yeah.
Because when I put my name on my first book, I was very nervous. I was thinking, wow, what if people don't like it? What if they think I'm just a bad writer, which I know I'm not? I mean, your head goes nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Did your head go nuts?
No.
Oh, I do. You're impossible. Anyway, I know you're a good one. You're a good mentor. You do drive me crazy.
So the point is that I
you
put it out.
You were in the mirror when you wrote the book.
I put it out. I boiled down 450 pages to 29. And people today just do not have the time or the energy to read all the data that's out there.
No.
I mean, I barely have time. Once a month, I try to look at my three websites to make sure that the data is what it's supposed to be. And it's amazing how it gets changed. You know, I look at stuff, and I have people that work on it for me, and sometimes I might have given them permission, and sometimes they just did it on their own, and then I don't like it. So I don't get mad at the person. I have a new general manager that's worked her way up, and now she's in charge of the whole golf course. Well, I told her she can't fail. So don't worry, you cannot fail here. And I had to step back from that and tell her. I had to ask her, I had to tell her that it's not about failure that we're talking about. Anytime you fail, if you do something and it's wrong, you learn from it and you just move forward. So I didn't mean you can't fail and I'm putting pressure on you not to fail. I don't care if you make failures, because if you never have a failure, you are never going to learn. And my hero is Abraham Lincoln. You read his life. He's one of the biggest failures there is, and part of that comes down to the fact that he failed all the way until he became the best or greatest president that the United States has ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But look at how many times he failed. Every time he ran for an office, he was a failure until he got to be the president.
It was true.
Yeah, and as we've said throughout the program, there's two things to that. One is that you have I'll call it the guts to fail,
mm-hmm.
and then that you have someone that will allow you to fail or help you at least get back
get
up
through
and
it.
Move forward.
Get through it. That's all it is. You get knocked over, you stand up and move forward. I mean, my dad had a kind of a crass way of saying things, but he said a kick in the behind is a boost forward,
mm-hmm.
and that's really what
like
that's really all this stuff is. You're moving forward. Okay, I got a kick. My gosh, well, I don't want to do that again, but maybe I just want to do it a little different. It isn't I'm not going to do this thing. Maybe I was just off course a little bit, and just by dialing it in a little bit more, talking to a mentor, talking to some friends, not talk to friends for commiseration, but talk to friends that are going to help you. And you want to make sure that the friends you have in your inner group are part of your mastermind group that are going to help you.
Yeah. And to that end, again, we want to invite people on our website or to contact us for mentoring. We hope they purchase the book, contact us for mentoring, as well as we're working with businesses and nonprofit organizations where we can take people through the program that Tom has developed. And people can come up with what is their life plan, life path to success. Six-step process, really, six easy chapters to read. Not easy to come up with all the right answers for yourself, but we're here for them and for you and would hope you'd contact us. Tom, anything else to add?
Yeah, I want to say that if people that are listening to us have or work with a nonprofit that would benefit by having a fundraiser, by using our book and having people that they're trying to help, like we're trying to help people that are getting prisoners that are going to be paroled, and prior to that, being able to use this program for them, We have a seminar program, and I want to tell you that if you're a small company or medium-sized company and you want to have a program like this, Terry is one of the best presenters I've ever seen. I mean, he relates very well to young people, to grizzly veterans, to older seniors over at Rio Salado College, to the ladies at Eve's Place for victims of domestic violence, and just people that are in business. So we have a broad range of people that we can assist. It's not just somebody that wants to be in business or have their own business now and how do they succeed or how do they get more successful in their business, but it comes down to every individual, how they view their life. If you have a job, how do you make yourself more valuable to your employer? How do you make sure that your employer is going to stay in business instead of like, and this is controversial, but instead of like unions that constantly want to help their employee, their members, get more and better benefits to the point that the company ships their jobs overseas? I mean, someplace in there we have to have reality set into us that you can only take as much as is on the table unless you want to add to the table and bring more stuff. It's being having what I say is you may have a small slice of the pie. It's your job to make the pie bigger so your share gets bigger. And that's what this book is all about, trying to help people understand that. Expand your comfort zone where you get your goals and dreams to fit in that.
Good. And Deborah Brown joining us today from Boomer and the Babe, want to again thank you. And last words, comments?
My last words would be go for it. Whatever your next step is, if you have it on your plan and you just haven't executed yet, do it. I'm a celebrator. I celebrate what people are doing and what they're thinking about doing and then taking the next step. I do believe that if you jump, the net appears, or the reserve chute opens, or something is going to happen. So you will have a soft landing, as long as you keep people around you and you keep your faith and your strength and all that stuff. All and sleep, lots of sleep.
And you're good at that.
I'm very good at that.
See, one of the things that you said is you have faith, and I'm all for people having faith, but faith in the plan.
Absolutely, faith in the plan.
You have to have your plan in place. Now you can test it, and that's where faith comes in. I'm going to have faith that this is going to be successful. And if it's not, I also have faith in myself that I can alter that plan to get to the things that I need.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank you all for joining us today on Success or Failure with Tom and Terry. We hope you'll join us next month, where we're live at 9 o'clock a.m. on the last Wednesday of the month, or anytime on www.blogtalkradio.com/Boomer and Babe. In the meantime, feel free to comment and join in the discussion by emailing us at successorfailure.org. Once again, this is Dr. Terry Munther and Tom Legering reminding you that success or failure, the choice is yours.
You've been listening to Success or Failure with Tom Legering and Terry Munther. Success or Failure is a Boomer and the Babe Enterprises radio production. Contact them at boomerandthebabe.com.